Welcome. You're tuned to the Nothing Is Real Radio Hour. This episode is called Capitalism, a Random Survey. I'm Sam Sebrin, and for this project, I asked 36 people, friends, acquaintances, and strangers on the street of all ages, from across the political and economic spectrum, all to answer the same question. So here's the question. You ready?
Yeah.
Do you think capitalism is working, or is it not working? If you think it is working, why? Or if it's not working, why not? Or if you would like to decline to answer, why? Each person's answer was recorded on the spot upon the first time they heard the question. So everyone was asked equally to answer off the top of their head, with no pre-planning time. All the answers are presented here in the order they were received. I haven't rearranged them in any way. We hear political pundits, economists, and others in the media talking about capitalism every day. And as a line from a Gang of Four song says, "One day old and I'm living on credit." We're born into a complex economic system, which we're expected to partake in. Yet few of us are economists. So I wondered what it would sound like to ask a variety of everyday people about this system we're all living in. It seems like capitalism is on very shaky ground at the moment. Is there any consensus? Is this it? Is there anything else? So let's take a listen to this very unofficial survey of people living in rural Greene and Columbia counties in New York State. I just want to thank everyone who participated. I really appreciate your willingness to answer the question and be a part of this project. So let's listen to what everyone's thinking. Is capitalism working? Why or why not?
Okay, I think that capitalism is not working and probably will never be working. In short, it guarantees that people and resources will always be exploited by those who have more of them. And yeah, that's the most concise I can be. Yeah, I mean, that's it, yeah.
Capitalism is working because it allows someone to funnel the greatest of their ability and opportunity within a free system with rights that are free to produce the most that they can and create the most that they can. And you exchange one value of your talent for other units' values of talent, and I think that's the fairest possible measure of someone producing, and that's why capitalism works.
Capitalism? Mm-hmm. Well, for me personally, no, it's not working for me personally. Not in the business I am or the person I am in my life. I think when you're involved in anything that's real, anything that comes from your passion and your soul, capitalism has nothing to do with it. Can it eventually become that, even when it starts with your soul? Maybe. And people say, oh, but isn't that what you eventually strive for, is to be that person at the top and to be the capitalist and to be, well, no. Personally, no. I'd rather come from a place of passion and a place of community. And I kind of think, even in big business nowadays, like even Google and stuff, you watch shows about them, and that's not even what they're about. As much as, yeah, they're one of the biggest businesses in the world, they want to get to know you. They want you to have fun. They want you to enjoy your life. Is it a business model? Yes. Is it a business model that's going to help them succeed? Yes. But at the same time, there's at least some acknowledgement of the human factor And I think that gets lost all the time in business, period. The human factor gets lost. And I definitely care a lot more about my employees than I care about myself. I care about their well-being and... my God. I know that's... we've gone way off course.
Okay. I don't think capitalism is working. And I think that's because it takes the humanity out of any interaction. And it really is about profit over people. And I do what I can while living in its reality to transform it every opportunity I can.
I feel like it's a complicated question. I don't, not that I decline to answer, but I don't feel like it's an obviously yes or no answer in this moment. My first response is no, it's not working. And that would be because I think bottom line, human beings are most alive when they're connected to the communities they're in and to the idea that we're all here together, sort of supporting each other, and that sort of our success is a, it's a sort of, it's a community success or group success, and that we're sort of, capitalism sort of brings us further and further from that truth. And so in that sort of fundamental way, no. But there's also wonderful things that it provides. I've also been in communities where that sort of wasn't sort of rejected concept, that also had their, you know, had their own problems and whole other set of problems come up when you sort of reject that concept. So inconclusive, I guess I'm inconclusive about it. Okay.
I mean, I think capitalism is really, really working for a select few people. And I'm sure they could tell you about how good it's doing for them. And probably if you ask the rest of us, it's not working so well.
Whoa, big question. I don't think capitalism is working. And the reason... The short reason I don't think it's working is because, man, this is a huge, quick question. is because of the drastic difference in what people are able to earn within a capitalist economy. And that there's a lot more to that, but I would say that is the most blatant thing to me that is not working with it. And yeah, I guess I'll end it there. It's a loaded question.
I personally, as a veteran of the United States Armed Forces, feel as though our country, period, is just in trouble. Regardless of capitalism or not, I think we're in trouble. I think we're pretty much a laughing stock of other countries at this point. And my brother died as a veteran. I'm a veteran, and I'm in a really weird position probably to answer this question, but I feel as though our country is not standing up to what it should be standing up for right now, these days, especially the way things are going. We've made some promises and we didn't keep them, and what's that?
Well, I wouldn't like to decline to answer. I just don't think it's working. I think there's kind of people overstepping their boundaries now. You know what I mean? There's people in the government that, like, it's becoming too much of capitalism where it shouldn't be that way. I mean, I just think like too many executive orders are happening. Too many things. We need to start taking accountability for ourselves. You understand? Like, people need to take accountability for themselves. You can't try to live off the government. And everybody, at this point in my life, it appears to me that that's what everybody's trying to do. It's just not okay for me that it's awful that Trayvon Martin got killed, but it's perfectly acceptable that the Australian baseball player gets killed by three black guys and nobody mentions it. It's just not okay. And I think that this is all relative. I understand that has nothing to do with capitalism, but what it has to do with is the government today is just way too focused on one thing, and it's just, to me, it's just unacceptable. I just can't take it, you know. And I want to support our president. I do, because this is the country I live in. It just doesn't make sense to me that this is what is going on today. You know, we're able to, thank God, we live in a country where we can have opposing views, and yet it's almost getting to the point where we're not allowed to have opposing views anymore. You know, to me, that's the way I feel about it. You know, I don't know what else to say. You know, it just freaks me out. It's like you're not allowed to. You can go to work in the public and be tested for drugs if you have to go to a job, but you're not allowed to be tested for drugs if you collect off of the people, if you're a welfare recipient, because it's an invasion of your privacy. Well, isn't it an invasion of privacy of somebody who works every day of their life? And that's why I think it's gotten out of control. So I hope it works out a little better than this in the future, but it's just right now there's a big fail happening. That's it, you know. I mean, it scares me, you know. I'm worried about it.
I think capitalism is working. It's working every day. I see it personally and professionally. I think it's overkill right now. In fact, there's not a whole lot of equality, which used to be. I think that capitalism has kind of become out of control, and nobody cares about each other, professionally or personally. I think people are going haywire with it. It's all a money-grabbing society.
All right, well, I'll say this, that I've been bombarded on the internet with a lot of pros and cons, lots of cons about capitalism, but I'd have to admit that I would much rather be in a capitalistic society than a dictatorship, which seems kind of like a no-brainer, but I would much rather have a choice.
I think that question is based on like how you define capitalism, you know, from like what we're taught in school, then the like, you know, like this is what capitalism, this is laissez-faire capitalism, this is the structure of which our society is based on, and then yeah, in that textbook sense, that it is working. And the way, but at the same time, I guess I would say officially that it's not working, because laissez-faire capitalism, if I can remember it, is supposed to be about the giving people opportunities to have their own small business and grow. And so it's this lack of regulation, so that would make it easier for, like, let's say I want to start my own can shop, like I can do that and have employees because of this like capitalist society we live in. It doesn't matter about, you know, where my family is from, what my background is. It's kind of this idea of like, with determination you can do anything, and like we have a system set up in place where it like is free range for everyone. But in reality, this idea or concept of capitalism that we have in this country, and it's, I feel like really it's always been like that, but I think maybe more people are kind of realizing it, taking the blindfold off of realizing that actually this system is set up to only benefit a select few of people. And right now we've been seeing kind of a backlash towards that because of the economy. But, you know, if the things that I've been reading are any are at least remotely true, then we're like due for another bubble any minute now. And, you know, so textbook, yes, like we are a capitalist society, but maybe we, our government, we as a people should demand that our government kind of changes some of the, like, the abuse of a capitalist society that they have now.
I think that capitalism works. I'm not going to say it works well, but it does work. I think the private incentives theoretically inherent in the system drive people better than an alternative, which is some sort of socialism or welfare capitalism. I don't believe that government has the answers. I don't believe that governmental bureaucracy delivers anything in the most efficient fashion. I just think there is much more wastage in a welfare system. Not saying that it's not necessary. The original theory was that it would be a safety net. Various programs would be a safety net for people who really need it. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. But when it's a disincentive to working because it's too easy to be on the dole from one program or another, I think that's a mistake. That's clearly a disincentive to doing anything constructive for society as a whole. And, you know, as long ago it was said something to the effect that, I'm not going to say it, but capitalism doesn't work perfectly. We all acknowledge that. We just acknowledge it in different ways. I don't think there's an alternative that's going to work any better. There are abuses. Obviously, there are abuses in the system, and there are efforts to protect against some of those abuses, but by and large, I think it works.
Okay. I think capitalism is the worst possible system there is. It's just like the statement about democracy being the worst possible system except for all the rest, and I think capitalism is probably the same. It's the worst possible system except for all the rest.
I think capitalism is not working because, let me see, I feel that people should have the right to do like what they feel is right and not to be told by other people like what is right and wrong. I guess it's like a moral thing. That's about it.
I wouldn't know, to be honest, because I'm not really in that like environment, so I wouldn't know, to be honest. Yeah, sorry.
Capitalism works to some degree, I think. I think that it would be best to really think about the way we spend our money and our government funds, because when we started the Iraq War, we spent $1 trillion on a war that we could have spent hundreds of those dollars in America building homes and bettering education and giving people or workers more benefits, I think. So I think capitalism can work if it's improved, but that's it.
Capitalism is not working because if you look at Walmart as an example, they hire the most workforce in all of the country, like 5% of the entire workforce is them, and they have the worst benefits for them. They don't have anything for them, and they get paid very little, and they won't let them have a union, and that's just one reason. Mm-hmm. But I can't think of any other reasons why, but that's what I can think of.
It's kind of a big question right there. If I knew a whole lot about capitalism and its effects and non-effects, I would tell you. But instead, I'm going to just ask you with this question. What do you think about capitalism? What do you think that capitalism does? And do you think it's good or bad? Period.
I won't decline to answer. I don't know if I am qualified to make a judgment on a large economic policy. I think the idea behind capitalism is sound, and that the market would, from what I understand, keeping in mind I'm not an economist, the idea that people would be able to, you know, that the market would set the prices for things, that everything is based on demand, that, you know, there seems to be a philosophically a balance there. It obviously doesn't always work to the benefit of all people, or we wouldn't have these problems. So, do I think it's working? No, not entirely. But I don't think anything is entirely working. Like, communism didn't work entirely, and socialism doesn't work entirely. So, is it the best system we have? Kind of seems like it. You know, people can still make something of themselves from nothing with hard, you know, with hard work. You can start a business. You can make your life a success. You know, financial success. But you know, I guess maybe the question is like, is capitalism? Are you talking about capitalism as a big picture idea, like a whole societal economic policy, or are you talking about capitalism as an individual, small scale, you know, in everybody's real life idea? So I think in everybody's real life, it does work because you can spend your money the way you choose. You know, if a company or a person gives you bad customer service or you don't agree with their policies, then you don't spend your money there. And people do that, and that works. And if you're somebody who wants to, you know, boy, you really love paper products, and you're going to get into paper products, and you're going to make a life of that, and you can. On the large scale, like a societal capitalism, seems to have more problems, because that's when you get into larger issues of corporate, you know, corporate political shenanigans. But I will also admit that I have a very poor understanding of economics in general, so I didn't do well in school in economics. So, yeah, I guess that's it.
Oh, I'll answer. I think capitalism had a good run, but it's on its last legs, shall we say? At least in this iteration, however define that. I think that I couldn't formulate right now the several reasons why. Because it's on the tip of my tongue. But anyway, I think it's on its way out as the driving force of a good, non-evil United States of America. And that's about it.
I don't think that capitalism is working. I don't think it's doing anything near what it should be. At this time that there is such a strong corporate economy that is not paying corporate taxes, many of the biggest corporations in the country. And if at this point we are not able to fund universal health care for everyone while corporate profits are so high, something to me is obviously wrong. And I don't think there is any reason that our elected representatives in Washington, senators and congressmen, should be even considering modifying and reducing earned benefits such as Medicare and Social Security. It is. It just really makes no sense to me. It is. I think it's just horrible what is happening, and across the board, we have a bunch of low-paying jobs, people working two and three, and we can't even get the Congress to increase the minimum wage to $9 an hour, which I think should be probably at least $10.25 an hour. And we just have a real disaster of a problem here. Corporations take advantage of the people's tax dollars, which paid for paving the roads that their trucks and goods run on. And we are subsidizing many times the infrastructure of the actual physical plants by not by allowing them tax status, and that is not they're not paying or paying reduced taxes, which I think is fine as long as some of this comes back to the people in the in the jobs, but not only jobs, but in earned benefits that are necessary in a free society, if we're going to have a free society. I think the working class is really suffering.
Capitalism is working for some people, and has done for some people for a very long time. I think to the extent that it doesn't work, and it definitely doesn't work for very many people, in this country at least, and probably in most Western-style capitalist economies, there's a certain prejudicial closed-mindedness to other approaches, such as communism and socialism, which may blind us to some positive experiences that people have had in other parts of the globe with trying not to base everything on capitalism.
It's apparently not working. I think, like, all the evidence is around us in every aspect of our lives. I mean, you just have to dig into it and search for it. And sometimes it takes digging, and sometimes it's right in front of you. I mean, like, look at the economy around us. That's a pretty good example of something that's right in front of us. I mean, all it takes is an open mind to realize what's actually going on. It usually isn't what they tell you it is, so that's about it.
Oh, I'll answer that. Capitalism is working. It's evident all around us. Through the years, it's been bastardized a little bit, and people have taken advantage of it. But like anything that comes up in any society, you're going to have 80% good, 20% bad, and we're constantly fighting the 20% that's bad. I'd say with capitalism, over the years, depending on the economy, depending on our social the state of our culture, you know what I mean? I think right now in today's world, we definitely breed a lot more greed. Didn't mean to rhyme like that, but breed a lot more greed than we have in the past. But people are starting to get back to the basics, and you can see it, you know, even like on our main street, people just want to own a business, make a fair dollar for their money, and then not gouge the system. You know, one of the areas I think where capitalism has got us all messed up is the banks and real estate. Those are the two areas that I think capitalism is sort of failing, and regulations are not going to fix them. You need to get the old school back in the game, the folks that used to be part of the banking and real estate to do the right thing. That's my comment about capitalism.
I think capitalism is the best form of an economic system that exists. Socialism, communism, all the other forms have been tried and failed. It has created more wealth than in any other type of system since the time began. The problem is, in the current government, there's crony capitalism, where corporations and favored individuals get tax breaks that other people don't. It distorts the system. If true capitalism was actually practiced, it would be the best system available anywhere.
I think capitalism is a great thing. I think right now it's not working, because people that are trying to make a living running a good business are failing.
and the government intruding does not help one single bit.
Well, I think capitalism is not working in the sense that it's impossible for people to live to the standard that we've been raised with and that we expect. And I think there's wage stagnation, and that I absolutely think there's this smaller and smaller group of people making more and more of the money, and that everybody else is left with this very different standard of living. And what's wrong with it is that we're constantly chafing against our expectations and our reality, and we're sort of surrounded by plenty, but we don't really partake in plenty. So capitalism as a system, I mean, I think it works in some ways. I mean, we all have some things that we take for granted, and I drive a car, and I have a computer, and my daughter eats, and I have shelter, and I don't complain of not having enough. But in the sense of a political system that's serving the society, I think our society is absolutely withering.
Capitalism is working to a certain, or it has worked to a certain extent, but I don't know if it's working anymore. I feel like everything has its time, and to a certain degree, it feels like it's sort of past its prime, and maybe it's time for something new. I mean, it worked for a while, right? Like tons of people made money, and now there's just such a separation between the people who have money and the people who don't, and it doesn't seem that capitalism is doing a very good job of fixing that. So maybe now it's not working anymore.
I don't think there's an alternative to capitalism. It's proven itself to be the best alternative, in my opinion, to whatever else has been there for hundreds and hundreds of years. I rest my case.
I don't know if I have a really thoughtful answer to that, because that's a really complex question. I guess I can't really answer that, because I would be talking here for so long trying to figure out what I would want to say that you would probably die of starvation before I would get to it. Is that the answer? That's so complex, I can't even come up with a two-sentence answer to give you.
Do you have time? Do I have time to think? I think we're in an unfortunate late stage of capitalism where either things have to change or things will just change on their own because it's so bad. I mean, it's the disparity of income that's changed so much so recently, and the degree of accrued wealth with a very small amount of individuals just makes me somewhat pessimistic about it. But it's worked for a very long time, and like communism or socialism, on paper they're great ideas, but when they're enacted, like any kind of system, people find the loopholes to change their quality of life, and it human nature, it can tear it apart. So I think a lot of that's happening now. And it's getting worse because of it's, whether it's lack of regulation, lack of conscience, or lack of or problems with the mob. It's just, it's being exploited. That's my answer.
Okay. Long question. Short memory. No, it's not working. And one of the reasons it's not working is because it accentuates, in my view, people accumulating more and more and more without being able to, without a way to to have access for everyone to be in the flow of upward not mobility, if you want to say mobility, but just to have your life be secure, to have health care, to have a living wage, and to have just security in your life. So no, I don't think capitalism is working very well at all. And that's all I have to say about it, okay? So see you next time.
Right. Well, capitalism is working to destroy the earth. That's something that I've known since I was in college back in the 70s, and that understanding is what led me to become a revolutionary rather than an engineer working for the system. Every year it becomes more and more obvious with the crises, especially the environmental crises, and capitalism is not going to solve any of the crises that we face, whether it's economic, environmental, energy, or any other issues. So we need to build an alternative, which is a cooperative society focused on helping people, caring, sharing, and healing the earth. So that's my orientation.
So, is capitalism working? I don't think capitalism is working so good. And in fact, what's happened to China, which is a communist country, is now a super, hyper, super democratic, not democratic, but a super capitalist culture that is aiming toward democracy, yet it's a communist country, yet it's hyper-capitalist. So it's sort of the 21st century's answer to where we're headed. It's all about this sort of icons of how we think about things, and yet it is very little to do in theory with morality when it comes to what the product is, how we consume it, and how we purchase it, and who makes it, and under what conditions, be it environmental or cruel, punishing long hours so that we can use our iPhones, our iPads, so that we can dress cheaply, so that we can have everything we want, and I'm speaking as an American. So capitalism, when you think about it on the world stage, has certainly failed. And at home it has failed since the middle class is nearly disappeared. And who's left is the very rich and the very poor. So it's a disaster. Karl Marx, may you rise up from the ashes and come and check out what's happened. The end.
I would say that I think aspects of capitalism are working, but overall, there's too much control on the market for it to progress naturally. And so a lot of the competition is taken out of capitalism these days. So you get skewed results because of that. So, I mean, it's working in the sense that money is recycling, but the way it's recycling is not in an open and free market, because there's certain groups have too much power and too much influence, so they influence the trends within the economy, I guess. I think that's it.
You're listening to the Nothing Is Real Radio Hour on WGXC 90.7 FM Accra. This is Transmission Arts Programming coming to you from the Wave Farm. That was a random survey asking 36 people to answer off the top of their head whether capitalism is working or not working. Thank you so much to everyone who participated. We really appreciate hearing your thoughts. Obviously, capitalism is something we're all thinking about. Here's comedian Tom Simmons talking about capitalism and also self-checkout machines.
They keep saying we're in a recession and financial times are horrible, and you just watch the news, it's all day long, and they keep saying that, I'm going to tell you something. I have been in recession for like 35 years, so I'm fucking ready, you know? The only good thing about everybody losing their jobs is less traffic. When you get to work, you're in a much better mood, I think. But I think the ultimate problem is capitalism, democracy. They're supposed to work together, and democracy kind of keeps capitalism in check. And it doesn't anymore, because capitalism has hijacked our damn democracy, corporations and stuff. And capitalism is worldwide and doesn't give a shit about us or our country. It cares about one thing, capital. It's in the damn word, money. All right? And that becomes our foreign policy and what we fight and kill for, right? It's already our God when you think about it, money. It's what we worship. It's what we work 40, 50, 60 hours a week for. It's what we want more than anything. It's what we think will make us happy. We have altars built all over the country in the form of banks. Shit, I don't even know how it works half the time. They don't even give me a check. They wire it to my account. I press some buttons. It spits it out to me. I don't know how that works. That's faith. Yeah. And how many of y'all haven't stood in front of the altar of an ATM machine and prayed? Like, dear Lord, please let there be $50 in my account. And money, it's just crazy. It's just made up money. It's not even backed by anything. They just create it out of nothing and then fucking sell it to us. It's just crazy. It's like a magic trick. And the Federal Reserve's like, you need some money? And they start pulling out the fucking scarf. It's all money. Here you go. And it's funny because the guys that are on the money, like Andrew Jackson and Jefferson and Ben Franklin, they were against having a Federal Reserve and a central bank. So then they put it on there. It's like a slap in the face. It's like having a Mother Teresa image on a condom. You know, just not very supportive. And I used to not worry about it because I'd be like, federal debt, we owe a bunch of money to who, ourselves? Well, so what? If I owe myself $100, I'd just be like, you know what, fuck it, we good. You know what I'm saying? But it's not that. It's a private company that, anyway, I don't really have jokes about it yet, but I will. I'm in a grocery store in a bad mood. I'm arguing with a self-checkout U-scan machine. You do that, it's talking to me like I'm stupid in front of other people. Beep. Please place your item in the bag. Give me a second. I just started today. Do you have anything under your cart? Is this thing calling me a thief? What the guy that works there, like 4 feet away. I'm like, hey, bro, why don't you take the 3 steps forward and ring this shit up for me? Sir, I am supervising this whole area over here. Hurry it up. Beep. Please place your item in the bag. Ha-ha, bottom's already in the bag, mother. Please place your item in the bag. I told you, bottom's already in the damn bag. Look, it's right here. Please see the cashier. I am the cashier! It's in the bag! So we're like, sir, you can't be yelling like that and using that kind of language in our store. Well, fuck you then. I quit. I don't want to work here anyway. Yeah. Everywhere you go, you're working for them now. I actually don't mind using the machine. It's just go in there and that's the only thing open. I went in there one time. All every lane's closed except for it, so I'm being a jerk. Hey, can somebody ring me up? Like, the only thing open is self-checkout. That's what you got. You guys, you said, really? What if I don't feel like working tonight? I already had to clean my own table at Subway earlier. This is overtime. Sir, we do that so you can save money on items throughout the entire store. This whole system is set up to benefit you. Shit. Benefit me? Used to go to the grocery store, they would ring it up and bag it and take it out of the car. Now I go to the grocery store, I'm ringing up, I'm bagging it, I'm taking it out of the car. Hey, for 5 years now, I show up, it's my turn to mop the damn store for me.
Business community got a shock on Monday when its leading advocacy group appeared to make a startling announcement. A statement purporting to come from the Chamber of Commerce said the group had dropped its opposition to congressional climate change legislation and would now even support taxing carbon emissions. It was a striking reversal for an organization that's been one of the most vocal opponents of efforts to regulate emissions of greenhouse gases. The news wires quickly picked up the story, and within minutes it was being reported on the websites of outlets including the New York Times and Washington Post. It was also made its way onto cable news, including the Fox Business Network.
Been a reversal on climate change from the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. Breaking news right now, the Chamber of Commerce saying it will reverse its position on the climate change bill and wants a carbon tax, if you will, in the Senate bill on climate change.
That was Fox Business Network anchor Brian Sullivan. Sullivan went on to speak about the significance of the chamber's shocking announcement, but midway through, he was handed another piece of news. The announcement was a hoax.
Companies like Exelon and other power producers, primarily those on the nuclear side, left the U.S. Chamber of Commerce because the chamber opposed the climate change bill. Now the chamber reversing its position. The reason that Exelon and others left is they said, well, this may be a tax on business, but we need to know what carbon is worth. They want to have more of a set price. All right, so the U.S. Chamber is denying it now. All right, so maybe not. So apparently we just called the Chamber of Commerce, said, can you give us more comment on these headlines that are crossing? And they are denying that they are changing their position on climate change legislation.
Well, that's Fox Business News. You might be able to guess who is behind this prank. Well, if you guess the yes men, you're right. The anti-corporate pranksters that have previously impersonated officials from Dow Chemical, Halliburton, the U.S. government, they've put out a fake press release in the Chamber of Commerce's name. And while this was taking place, the Yes Men rented a room at the National Press Club in Washington, D.C. to hold a fake news conference for unsuspecting journalists, posing as a Chamber of Commerce spokesperson named Hingo Sembra. The Yes Men member, known as Andy Bickelbaum, read from a prepared statement.
Ecologists tell us that if we don't enact dramatic reductions in carbon emissions today, within 5 years, we could begin facing the propagating feedback loops of runaway climate change, which would mean a disruption of food and water supplies worldwide, with the result of mass migrations, famine, and death on a scale never before imagined. Needless to say, that would be bad for business. We at the Chamber have until now tried to keep climate science from interfering with business. But without a stable climate, there will be no business. We need business more than we need relentlessly higher returns. A number of prominent and long-standing members have recently left the chamber over our opposition to climate legislation. Numerous others have expressed their dissension, and a number of local chambers have done so as well. Today, we're taking their cue. There is only one sound way to do business, and that's to pass a strong climate bill quickly so that this December in Copenhagen, President Obama can lead the entire business world in ensuring our long-term prosperity. The Kerry Boxer bill is a good start to a strong climate bill, and the chamber will work with Senators Kerry and Boxer to strengthen it. It does need strengthening. Cap and trade depends on complex market mechanisms and big government oversight. And where it's been implemented, it's had very mixed results at best. The chamber seeks a solid business solution, one that requires much less intervention and has a proven track record. What we need is simply a carbon tax. Only thus will we be able to compete against physics and create an environment where the best company wins and the best solution dominates. A carbon tax will mean new blood for free enterprise and a fertile new foundation for long-term business prosperity. The chamber also calls on President Obama and the U.S. Congress to cease subsidizing old and failed technologies like the so-called clean coal hoax and to incentivize tried and true clean technologies in their stead.
Chamber of Commerce
opposer, Andy Bickelbaum, a yes man. He later took questions from the assembled reporters. As he answered a question about coal, the hoax was exposed in what could be a first in news conference history. An actual representative from the Chamber of Commerce entered the room confronting his imposter.
We do feel that the subsidies for clean coal that have been given by this administration are completely misplaced. And if the same amount were applied to solid, ingenious solar technologies that we already have, we would see a dramatic improvement over the long term and the short term, in fact. And that clean coal is a technology that has not only not been proven, it basically doesn't exist. And it's just obvious we have to put our money, it's a sane business decision, we have to put our money where the proof is.
Okay, this is, I'm Eric Olschlegel, I'm with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. This is not an official U.S. Chamber of Commerce event, so I don't know what pretenses you're here. I know some of you in the press world, but this is a fraudulent press activity and a stunt.
Who are you,
so,
really, sir?
If you have any questions, you're welcome to direct them to me. This guy is a fraud, he's lying. This is, you know, a stunt that I've never seen before.
How do we know you're not?
This is the stunt.
So, does this mean that the Chamber of Commerce does not endorse, it is not acknowledging the climate change?
Whatever this gentleman here said to you today is irrelevant, it's not factual, this is a fraudulent press conference, okay? He's misrepresenting the U.S. Chamber of Commerce.
So what is the position then? It has not changed, that it is going to continue to be that there is no climate change, is that correct?
I'm here to tell you that this is not a formal press conference
by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. Yes, you, I have
we did. We
you.
Did hold a press conference last week with President Donahue of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce.
Right.
If you'd like to get our position.
For
no,
you.
I'm with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce.
Do you have a
yeah, I do. So if you'd like to actually talk to the legitimate Chamber of Commerce, I've got my business cards outside. This gentleman, I will assure you, does not have any business cards, and he's not legitimate.
In a statement, the Chamber of Commerce denounced the yes men, saying, quote, public relations hoaxes undermine the genuine effort to find solutions on the challenge of climate change. These irresponsible tactics are a foolish distraction from the serious effort by our nation to reduce greenhouse gases. The U.S. Chamber believes that strong climate legislation is compatible with the goals of improving our economy and creating jobs. We continuously seek opportunities to engage in a constructive dialogue to achieve these goals. We will be asking law enforcement authorities to investigate this event. Beyond that, the Chamber will simply continue to focus on a positive vision for getting people back to work and growing our economy. That's the statement of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. Well, one day after his latest hoax, the Yes Men's Andy Bickelbaum joins us now from Washington, D.C. Welcome to Democracy Now, Andy. What about the statement of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce that you, in fact, are getting in the way of responsible, constructive dialogue about global warming?
Well, the only thing getting in the way here is the Chamber's absolutely troglodytic backwards stance on global warming. The entire rest of the world is ahead of them, including our own government, our own Department of Energy, and even a number of the Chamber's own biggest members and branches have left the Chamber over this ridiculous stance that they're taking, that we don't need climate legislation. They're not backing the Kerry-Boxer bill, and not because it's weak, but because they don't want climate legislation. They don't want science interfering with business, and that's about as stupid a position as you could have. It's like the most backwards of corporate America.
And I just want to read to you, Andy, some of the lobbying numbers, the amount of money that the Chamber has spent lobbying Congress. The third quarter lobbying expenditures were just released a few days ago. They tallied to a jaw-dropping $34.7 million. That record-breaking amount translates into more than $300,000 in lobbying per day. What are your thoughts?
Well, for $300,000 per day, we could have put on about 600 of the press conferences.
Do you ever dream?
baby dream. Dream baby dream. Dream baby dream.
Yeah, I see that smile on your face, my baby. Yeah, you got the idea now. Yeah, it's your dreams, you know. Yeah, it makes you free, baby. Yeah, you gotta make it happen, you know. Yeah, I know you are. I see that smile. Oh, baby. Oh, dream, baby, dream.
Nothing is real radio.
Nothing is real radio.
Dream baby dream. Dream baby dream.
Dream baby dream.
Nothing is real radio.
Nothing is real radio.
Dream baby dream.
Dream baby dream.
Dream baby dream.
Preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.